45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast present the Fire Chief program, starring Eddie Cantor. At this time of the year, you never have any guarantee about the weather. One hour the sun shines, and next a rainstorm may drench your car, spot the windshield and rear window, cloud the headlight lenses, make it hard for you to get a good, clear view of the road. So be sure you stop at Texaco stations for Circle Service, a positive guarantee of easier, pleasanter driving all of the time. When you drive in for Fire Chief gasoline, a Texaco dealer goes completely around your car, cleans the windshield, rear window, stoplight, and headlight lenses. He notes the inflation of your tires, checks the radiator and oil. In rainy weather, sees that the windshield wiper blades are working properly. Circle Service makes your driving safer, more enjoyable, day or night. In any weather, keeps your car in better shape for the road. Remember, thousands of Texaco dealers from coast to coast invite you to drive in at any time for this free service. So next time, try a Texaco dealer. And now, here is Eddie Cantor.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy. Jimmy, I feel wonderful. Spring is here. Kiss me.
Oh, stop it, stop it. Where's
Jimmy? Spring,
stop
I can't.
It. I know.
Spring.
I know spring is here. Calm down, will you? Did you see the spring hats the women are wearing with all the stuff on them?
Yeah, I'd have bought one of those hats, and I've got to pay a gardener $10 a week just to keep watering it.
But frankly, Eddie, don't you sort of get tired around this time of year?
Not me, Jimmy, but spring fever certainly makes different people lazy.
It does.
Last week, I got a shine from a fella in my hotel, and how he brushed my shoes. Such rubbing, such pep.
Really?
Yeah, but now he's got spring fever, too. Yesterday, I went down to get a shine, and do you know what he did?
No,
what did
he do?
He held the brush still and made me wiggle my feet. How do you like that for spring fever, huh?
That's all. Eddie.
What is it, Renard? What is it, huh?
I want to tell you that I got spring fever, too.
Yeah?
I feel today like Walt Disney's picture about the seven dwarfs.
You mean you feel dopey?
No.
You mean you feel sneezy?
No. Today, after I had my bath, I took off my bathrobe, looked in the mirror, and I was Snow White.
Renard, when you take off your bathrobe, it must be like the unveiling of Boulder Dam. But Jack, spring is wonderful. It makes the whole world green.
For instance?
Well, the green grass, the green vegetables, cucumbers, broccoli. Renard, don't you think broccoli is wonderful in the spring?
How should I know, Eddie? I've never been there.
Renard, when spring is over, remind me to give you a hit in the head, will you?
Stop kidding, Eddie. Spring brings out the poet in me.
No.
Listen to this poem, which I wrote with both hands.
Go ahead.
I love to follow the gypsies, wherever they may be. I love to follow the gypsies, especially Gypsy Rose Lee.
Honestly, you're awfully amusing, Jack. I love you. I love everybody. I guess it's the time of the year when you should love everybody, huh?
Say, Eddie, there's a man from the Internal Revenue Office to see you, right here.
Oh, from the how do you do, sir? But you'll have to prove it. I didn't.
Maybe
never
it mind.
Was Jessel. Jessel, I don't ever do those things. I give it, no, maybe.
Now, listen here, Cantor. There are certain deductions in your income tax report of last week that are absolutely laughable.
Laughable? Maybe it's because I was hysterical when I made it out.
Never mind about that. Here, look, right here. This one item. $6,400 for food at a hotel in New York. What do you eat?
What do I eat? Well, I eat. In the mornings, I eat eggs.
But the government needs that money for battleships.
Look, I can't eat 3.5-minute boiled battleship. I like eggs. I like eggs. Then, for instance, I like smoked salmon. I like cereal.
Go on. From now on, you'll have to cut out eating smoked salmon and cereals.
Oh, all right, sir. But I don't know how the... I also spend money for lamb chops and steak.
Gotta cut them out. Cut out eating lamb chops and steak.
Say, maybe you'd like me to starve to death.
How long would it take you?
Well, about three. Look, I put in these deductions because I'm not just a comedian.
You're not just a comedian.
I make money. You see, you're talking to Eddie Cantor, producer, writer, actor.
Yeah, that's you, all right. Eddie Cantor. P-W-A.
Mm-hmm.
You have no business filling out this tax blank yourself. You don't know anything about it.
Yeah, but I do, sir. I do.
Wait a minute. What does this mean? This is ridiculous. Enter here any accrued percentages derived from endeavors stipulated in paragraph 8 as a foreign fiscal insolvency. What does that mean?
What? Doesn't the government know either?
Now, here, you claim right here you're incorporated.
Yeah.
What is your corporation?
Well, look, I've got an antique shop and a gift shop in Hollywood, and they're both losing money.
Oh, they're losing money.
Yeah.
Well, if they're losing money, how do you stay in business?
Is the government losing money?
Certainly.
Well?
Oh.
All right, so what?
Now, wait a minute. Just give me this. Don't you make any profits at all from your gift shops?
Well, the drug counter pays a little.
Wait, the drug counter? How in the world
You see, we give away souvenir postcards.
Postcards.
Kind of publicity. You know, advertising.
That's
good. And in order to mail them, the customers have to buy stamps.
No, you can't kid me. You can't make any money selling stamps.
No. But look, we sharpen the edges on the stamps. The customers lick the stamps like that, cut their tongues on the edges, and we sell them iodine. You see what I mean? Yeah.
Well, we'll look into that.
All right.
Now, here. This item down here, I don't get it. During the fiscal year 1937, you say you swallowed 4 half dollars, 3 dimes, and a nickel. Now, that's not deductible. What's that got to do with income tax?
Isn't that internal revenue?
That's
what I'm asking.
You
I don't know.
You can't get away with it, that's all. Now, here, look. You've got written here, midnight November 5th, cash on hand, $200,000.
Yeah.
Morning of November 6th, cash on hand, $1.60.
Yeah.
Now, how do you arrive at that?
Well, I dreamed I found $200,000, and when I woke up, it was gone. That's the whole...
That's no good. The government don't go with that.
What?
The government wants the tax even on what you dream you've got.
Yeah? Then let the government go to sleep and dream I paid them.
We'll see about that, too.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Cantor, how many dependents did you actually deduct for?
Not many, just Ida and the 5 girls. You see, I support them.
Yeah, well, I listen to your program.
Yeah.
You're supporting them.
Well, listen, mister, everything on my income tax is legal. Call up my attorney. He'll tell you it's legal. I'm not trying to jip the government.
Everything is legal, yeah.
Mm,
well, listen. One more question.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Europe?
Why, yes. I've been there several times. Yeah.
Did you enjoy April in Paris?
Why, yes.
Mm, well, you'll love Alcatraz in the summer.
Jimmy, I'm in trouble, Jimmy. Don't laugh. A government man was just here. What's the matter? What are you laughing about?
Oh, you were so happy about spring that Renard and I framed you.
Sure. It was a frame, the whole thing? You did?
Yeah, that was no government man.
No?
No, that was Sidney Fields, the actor. Didn't you know him?
Yeah, I should. I pay his salary every Wednesday. And now the star of Mad About Music singing In the Still of the Night. Here she is, Deanna Durbin.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts are strange. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, oh, the times without number, darling, when I say to you. the chill of the night.
For In the Still of the Night. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most unique wonders of the American scene is Robert L. Ripley, creator of Believe It or Not. Tonight, with due apologies to Mr. Ripley, we present Believe It or Take It or Leave It, or What Are You Going to Do About It? Here it is. All right. On March 11th, 1936, Jackson Ickey won a world's championship pie-eating contest. Believe it or not, the scene is Madison Square Garden. Mr. Ickey is now going for the record. Listen to the crowd cheer. Listen. Mr. Ickey, if you finish this piece of pie, you will win the world's championship.
I will do it. Gosh, how happy I would be if only my folks was here to see me on this day of triumph.
Yeah.
Now, just one more bite. Take it. Ah, he's done it. You've eaten 154 pieces of pie. Hooray! Now, will you wait a few minutes and we'll present you with the medal?
I'm sorry. I gotta go home right away. I cannot wait.
Why not?
I'll be late for my supper.
Believe it or not, Mr. George Benson of Yonkers is the possessor of the strangest hobby in the world. Mr. Benson, what is your hobby?
I beat women. I beat women to the seats in the subway. Oh. That's my hobby. Boy, oh, boy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the strangest, most unbelievable, the queerest creature that
ever... Out of my way!
The mad Russian!
How do you do?
Believe it or not, we will now explain what makes the mad Russian mad. Will you tell the people on what day you first got mad?
On March the 14th, 1903.
You first got mad on March the 14th, 1903? What happened that day?
I was born.
Just being born made you mad?
No, I got mad because right after I was born, I saw a looking glass.
Yes, and you looked into it.
Yes, and what I saw shouldn't happen to a dog.
Well, I can understand that.
I'm angry since I'm a baby.
But why? An infant shouldn't be angry.
I got mad because everybody was so big and I was so small.
Well, you grew up, didn't you?
No. Mine ears grew up. I stayed behind.
Russian, tell me, why don't you ever smile?
Because it hurts my face.
Well, that's silly. I've smiled every day since I was a little baby.
Yeah? And look at you.
Get away from me. Listen, Flappy Ears, you can't always be mad. There must be some time when you're happy.
When I feel myself getting happy,
yeah,
you know what I do?
What?
I sit home and aggravate myself.
But most people aggravate others. Why do you aggravate yourself?
You want to know?
Yes, I want to know.
Shall I tell him?
Yes, tell me. When most people aggravate others, why do you aggravate yourself?
I'm selfish.
What you should do is brighten up. Why don't you go around laughing, singing, and cheering? You see, everybody makes sounds to suit their personalities. For instance, Renard is jolly, so he laughs. You're grouchy, so you growl.
Everybody makes sounds to suit their personalities?
Yes?
Let me hear you bark.
Wait a minute. What kind of a man are you? You never smile, you're always mad, and you hate everybody.
You left out one bad fault, Eddie Kemper. I love you.
Yeah, what does that prove?
I tell lies, too.
Get out of here. Russian, you're hopeless. You don't know what it means to be happy.
I don't. Did you ever feel like running in the street
without a shirt and yelling, "Hooray for spring!"
Yes?
Did you ever feel like throwing away all your money?
Why, yes.
Did you ever feel like you had five sons instead of five daughters?
Yes.
My, oh, my, why don't you do something about it?
On this program last year, Bobby Breen introduced the song, "Did Your Mother Come From Ireland?" By request, he sings it to Deanna Durbin tonight. Here's Bobby and Deanna now. Bobby and Deanna, you've warmed the cockles of me heart. That's what you bought them.
During the next few weeks, Texaco dealers throughout the country will remind you to change the motor oil in your crankcase to the proper seasonal grade. They do this with the recommendation of every car manufacturer. They do this in the interest of the car you drive. Failure to drain winter-worn oil now may result in costly engine repairs later. So next time you're at a Texaco station and the dealer suggests draining winter oil, let him refill your crankcase with Texaco motor oil. Texaco is tough, longer lasting, thanks to a new and different refining process. Science recently discovered that from oats, wheat, and some other farm products comes a remarkable oil purifier. Known as Perforol, this oil purifier removes the impurities found in all crude oils. Thus, Texaco motor oil is all lubricant, no waste. That's why your crankcase stays full longer, and engine parts receive better, safer lubrication. Get your car in shape for spring. Change to Texaco. And next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Hey, Jack, come here quick. Come over here, will you? You know, Eddie doesn't know that we're giving him a farewell party. Uh-huh. He never even mentioned that this was his last broadcast for Texaco. Here he comes. Get out now. Go on, run. Oh, Eddie.
Oh, yeah, yes, Jimmy.
Would you step into the next room a minute?
Well, of course I will. Of course I will. Yeah, wait a minute. Who turned on all the lights? What
surprise. Surprise. Surprise, Eddie. Yes, Eddie, it's a surprise party.
Oh, gosh.
And that's well. Well, why yeah. don't you say something?
Well, I can't, Jimmy. I can't.
Oh, you're all choked up.
Huh? No, it's dark. I can't read my script.
All right, turn on the lights. Yep, all the lights. That's good.
Well, this is a surprise. Look at that food. Roast chickens and hors d'oeuvres and salads.
Yes, oh. sir. The mad Russian cooked everything.
Oh, really, folks? You shouldn't have done this. I'm not leaving radio. It's only the end of a series. I feel all right. I haven't passed away.
You didn't eat yet?
Wait a minute.
Eddie, here's a testimonial plaque presented to you by the mad Russian.
Yeah, do you want me to read it?
Yeah, will you read it?
All right. Yes.
See what he thinks of you, huh?
All right, but there's nothing on it. Wait a minute. It's a blank.
That's my sentiment.
Get out. How do you like that? A plaque with nothing on it. Listen here, Russian. If you want to give me a plaque...
Ah, shut up.
You tell me to shut up?
Yes, I won't stand for no plaque talk.
Get plaque talk, you fool. Why do you give me a plaque with nothing engraved on it? Didn't you have anything to say?
Yes, I wanted to say you're a cheapskate, a snake in the grass, and a skunk in wolf's clothing.
Yeah, well, why didn't you have that engraved on the plaque?
It costs 5 cents a word, and if you want it, have it engraved yourself.
Get away.
Oh, Eddie.
Yes, what is it, Renard?
In this box is contained therein on the separate cover, herewith enclosed, a gift for you from me to you.
Well, let's see it. Oh, how do you like that? It's an engraved salami, huh? Well, Jack, you little darling, you shouldn't have done it.
Oh, please read the prescription on it.
It's really inscribed. It says, I love you. Oh, Drenard, you engaged the jeweler to engrave the words?
No, I nibbled them out with my own little bicuspid.
I love you, huh?
Come on, Eddie, would you give us a little farewell speech?
Oh, no, not now, Jimmy, no. You see, our sponsor from the Texas company is coming down to say goodbye, so let's save all the sentimental stuff for later, huh?
No, come on.
Please, folks, look at the clock. See, we've only got a few more minutes left on our last Texaco program, and I want to give all you folks a chance to do whatever you want to do.
Oh, goody, goody. I always wanted to sing a song like Deanna Durbin.
You want to be Deanna Durbin?
Yes.
You could be you're 100 men and a girl. Did you know that? All right, the air is yours. Go ahead, Renard. Wait a minute. Hold it for a minute, will you? That must be the man from the Texaco company to say goodbye. Come in.
Out of my way. The 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast are selling that gasoline. Buy it. Take a piece. Push it in your car. It's the finest gasoline. You mean it? Yes, I mean it. My own man.
Who would think that the Russian wants to be an announcer?
Oh, I don't care about that, Daddy.
Daddy? Did you say Daddy?
Yes, tonight I want to be Bobby Breen.
Well, tell me, Bobby, who do you like best on the program? Is it me? It is now, isn't it, huh?
No, Daddy. I love Deanna Durbin.
Yes.
And I want to give her a great big kiss.
All right. Come here, Deanna. Come here.
Here I am.
Listen, go on, kiss. Go on.
I'm not going to. I mean Deanna.
No, Renard is Deanna. Start kissing.
Wait a minute. Is Renard really Deanna Durbin?
Why, certainly.
Well, don't you always kiss Deanna after her song?
Yes, but...
Start kissing.
Wait a minute. No, I don't want to do it now.
Yes, Eddie, you can't back out now.
Renard, you really want me to kiss you?
Yes.
I don't have to kiss you. You haven't sung yet.
All right, here I go.
Quiet, everybody. This must be the Texaco man. Come in.
The 45,000 dealers is offering the finest cheesecake. Throw away your old cheesecake and buy new cheesecake.
Now, wait a minute. The 45,000 Texaco dealers sell gasoline. What is this about cheesecake?
Say, my brother's got to make a living too, ain't it?
Get away from me. Will you do me a favor? Lock that door and keep the Russian maniac out of here.
Daddy.
What is it, Jimmy? I mean, Bobby.
If you'd let me sing, I know the Russian wouldn't interrupt.
No, I haven't sung
yet. Well, I want
to sing
too, you
know. Now, don't quarrel, kids. You can sing a duet. Bobby, Indiana, let your voices run into each other. Go ahead, sing, kid.
Kiss me again. Kiss me again.
Bobby,
Uncle Eddie.
What is it? What is it? What do you want, children?
We just want to say goodnight.
But why?
If we sound like that, Daddy, we want to go home.
Welcome my way! Welcome my way!
The 45,000 Guesser dealers is featuring the finest peppermints called Guessers. Try a Guesser.
Guesser, what kind of candy is a Guesser?
Here, taste one and you'll find out.
Well, why got to... Pooh, it tastes like a camper ball.
That's right, you guessed it. Guesser.
If I wasn't expecting the Texaco man to come and say goodbye, I'd nail that door shut.
Say, Eddie, before the representative comes in, on behalf of the entire cast, may I say that these past two seasons have been the most pleasant that we've ever spent. I mean that sincerely. Your kindly advice, your graciousness. Honestly, it's kind of hard to say the things that one feels, but you know that deep down in our hearts, you've always...
Jimmy, wait a minute, Jimmy. Buck up. After all, you've got to be a man. I appreciate your feelings, because I feel badly myself, but I know that we'll all be seeing each other. And there's nothing to cry about, because everything ought to be so jolly on a night like that. You mustn't spoil it, so I say, let's all sing our theme song. Live your way through life. Here, quiet, wait a minute. Quiet down, everybody. Quiet, folk. Dry your tears. This is the Texaco official, I'm sure. Come in. Yes, it is he. It's here.
Mr. Cantor, as representative of the Texaco Company, I've come here tonight to say goodbye.
Yes?
Goodbye.
Melody? 2 minutes to go. Have you any message for us?
Yes, not only for you folks here, but here's an appropriate message for everyone listening in. Just listen to it.
The dogs of war are growling, once more the papers say, and battle clouds are starting to appear. But if they try to drag us in, we'll say, please go away. We're minding our own business over here. If they feel like a war on some foreign shore, let them keep it over there. If some fools want to fight and think might makes right, let them keep it over there. Come coast to coast, you'll hear a million mothers pray. Whatever happens, please don't send my boy away. We're for you, Uncle Sam, but stay out of that jam. Let them keep it over there.
If they feel like a war, I'm so worried for. Let them keep it over there.
If some fools want to fight and think might makes right, let them keep it over there. From coast to coast, you'll hear a million doughboys cheer. Our job is to protect our loved ones over here. With an ocean between, let us keep our hands clean. Let them keep it over there.
At this time, I want to publicly thank the Texas Company and their 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast for a most pleasant association. And I hope you'll all be listening in next Monday night when I start my new program for the makers of Camel cigarettes.
I'd love to spend these Wednesdays with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's through. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way, too.
Be seeing you next Monday night.
James Wallington speaking. Good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.